This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2018, the beautiful Princess Resort. We have a view of the water and all kinds of wonderful people are milling about. I think we're actually in the lunch break right now when we're recording this particular interview, talking with all kinds of interesting folks, meeting new people, seeing old friendly faces as well. There's a lot of people attending Anarchapulco this year. It's a sold-out event for the very first time, and they've moved to a huge facility as well. So they sold out. And it's probably three times larger than it was last year. It's Ian and Mark here in our outdoors studio.
Right, and since we're doing this live to tape, we're not taking calls tonight. But, you know, in a few days we will be back to doing the average taking calls thing.
That's right. So let's see here. We got another special guest joining us here. Joey Langenbrunner is with us, and he works with a Bitcoin vending machine or a cryptocurrency vending machine operation. We won't say which one because we've been requested to keep that on the down low, but that's okay. We had the opportunity to meet you like a year ago or a half a year ago or something like
that. I think I said it about that.
In Keene. And, of course, you, as you know, New Hampshire is a bit of a cryptocurrency mecca. There's a lot of cryptocurrency action there. And there's actually several Bitcoin vending machines in New Hampshire. In fact, four, I think, just popped up. I don't know if you saw that. Yeah, the city of Manchester now has five Bitcoin vending machines in it. And one company brought in three at once and just put them down in 24-hour gas stations. So there's just an unbelievable amount of competition in the world.
Somebody's doing activism in Manchester. It's great.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's business in this particular case. I don't think
it's competition. I'll give you that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. So let's talk a little bit about the world of cryptocurrency vending. You've been in it for how long?
Maybe about 8 to 9 months now, so, you know, almost coming up a year now. You know, quit my day job for this, and just been kind of traveling around, you know, just kind of looking for locations to put the, you know, like these Bitcoin ATMs.
You're
Bitcoin.
The salesman. You're the on the streets guy who's talking with the potential locations.
Yeah.
And, like, pitch me. What's it like when you come in? You typically go into gas stations or
what? Yeah, sure. Yeah. So it's mostly like 24-hour gas stations or maybe like a 24-hour diner.
Okay.
I've been trying to talk to, you know, some chain, you know, stores and everything, trying to get a deal with them. A little bit more difficult. But usually, you know, like, I'll walk into, you know, like these gas stations, you know, like, hey, is the owner here? Yada, yada. And I'll be like, yeah, we like to put like a Bitcoin machine in here. Bad and good. If they heard of Bitcoin before, sold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easy. They don't know what Bitcoin is. Oh, hey, you know, how much are you going to pay me? What's in it for me? What's Bitcoin? Is this thing even legal? You know, Trump's going to take care of, you know, take this out. And so, you know, going around and trying to be humble, you know, and telling people what Bitcoin is and say, hey, you know, like, this is going to bring more business to your store. This is the future, et cetera, et cetera. Like, hey, it's more
money. Keep your coins and it might be worth millions in a few years.
Yeah.
You know, who knows?
Well, you guys are paying cash, though. You're not paying crypto. Are you paying crypto to any of your locations?
Yeah, sure.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, some of these places are saying, hey, hey, I've been into Bitcoin, you know, for this. Like, we would love to get paid in Bitcoin.
Sure.
Why not?
That's excellent. So
can they get paid in any other cryptocurrencies besides Bitcoin Core?
I'm sure.
Okay.
We just haven't been asked that yet.
Okay.
So right now our machines are doing Bitcoin, Litecoin, and we're thinking about doing Ethereum and Bitcoin Cash possibly, maybe Dash in the future,
you
hopefully.
Guys did turn on Litecoin late last year, if I recall correctly, at least in the New Hampshire area.
And we're seeing transactions happen in Litecoin almost as much as Bitcoin now.
Almost as much, because I know I talked to your partner, your boss, and he told me like the first month out it already jumped to like 20% in Litecoin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know in Dash, we've been selling Dash at the cryptocurrency vending machines in Keene and Manchester. And Manchester's highest month for Dash, and Dash has only been like 2 or 3 months now at this point, so it's still pretty new. But it was 8%, I think, last month was in Dash purchases.
Wow.
But in Keene, we got some guy who's decided to start buying Dash instead of Bitcoin, and he buys a lot. So it was 30% was in Dash.
Just because in Keene. Wow, just because of that one guy.
I'm pretty sure it's just the one guy. He just comes in and feeds bills into the machine until it stops. He'll literally feed the machine until it runs out.
It'd be so nice to have so many bills that you could just run some vending machine out. Sorry, I can't take any money from you.
Yeah, that's what happens with this guy. So, you know, you don't have to deal with the day-to-day customer service issues. That's your the partner, the
Correct,
owner
yeah.
of the operation. It's well, we can't talk too much about that side of things, I guess. But what are there some interesting stories, you know, from, you know, your side of things?
Yeah, so it's really cool to just, you know, I guess, you know, I'm like travel around and get other people's story about, you know, like what is Bitcoin and, you know, just like be on the grounds and doing this. So I was in Philadelphia last week and we got a sell up there for like this, you know, like this guy. We're going into a restaurant there.
Nice.
And he's like, yeah, you know, I heard about Bitcoin back when it was like 12 cents and now I'm thinking about it. And now I love your guys' machines, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to be putting another one in Baltimore and we're mostly getting in the D.C. area right now. Mm-hmm. We put more in Pittsburgh. We got plenty in Ohio. We got some in New Hampshire, of course. We're going to be putting more in Virginia. I'm trying to spread out as much as you can. There's some states that flat out told us we cannot operate in
really?
The state.
Which are the bad ones?
West Virginia, the governor basically said no.
Wow.
Well, you want to make sure that West Virginia stays the most
poor.
the most solvent and highest paid state in the union. So you got to protect that. It's important to protect that, for God's sakes.
Yeah, so
ridiculous.
You
can
know,
you imagine a state that's sitting around, you know, in the bottom quintile of states as far as economic value, and they say no, don't bring in a way to make more money in the state. We can't have that here.
That's
they think
fine.
They're poor in West Virginia because of Democrats. They're poor because of their stupid politicians that are keeping out, you know, new ventures.
Oh, absolutely. But, hey, you know, like, just go right across the border, you know, into Maryland or into Pennsylvania
sure.
and here in Ohio. And that's where we operate. And that's
right.
fine.
Right. It's amazing.
And they will. The customers absolutely will go
across
the border.
You know,
we get people from New York all the time
in
Keene, New Hampshire coming
absolutely.
Over because New York, for listeners that don't know, passed what's called the Bit License back in 2015. It was a regulation that came into effect that basically was the first of its kind. Unfortunately, I suspect it won't be the last of its kind. But they put this Bit License down on every business that is doing like exchange level kind of Bitcoin business. So the average like shop that accepts Bitcoin, that's fine. The Bit License doesn't affect them. But for anybody that's doing like a Coinbase or, you know, in a Bitcoin exchange or something like that, they got to jump through insane hoops to get this Bit License. It basically prices everybody out except for the most wealthy because it's $100,000 in lawyer's fees, application fees. You got to spend at least $100,000 to get through, if you get through, the Bit License application process. So once that happened, all the Bitcoin vending machines in northern New York closed. They're still the ones that are in New York City. That's all they have left. The whole state of New York, all they have is the ones that are in New York City. And there are, you know, a couple dozen of them, or a few, several dozen.
No, I think in New York City, there's maybe like 218.
That
apparently.
There's that many now?
I think so.
Wow. Well, that's the only place they are. And
I know.
And they're like 20%. That's what they charge, like 20 or so. Like, it's expensive.
No, 19%. Wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, whatever, 19, 20.
Yeah, you know, especially like in New York City, Boston, like San Francisco, L.A.
Right.
It's crazy outrageous.
But you come to Keene, New Hampshire, you're going to be paying 8, 9, 10%, something like that, depending
right.
on the market conditions. So if you've got somebody in New York, even in the city, if they're going to spend $10,000 on Bitcoin, they are not going to go and spend 20%. They're going to spend the 8 hours to drive to New Hampshire and buy it there and then drive
cheaper.
Back. It's
and
cheaper.
Get liquor, cigarettes, and fireworks while they're there. I mean, this is what the states just don't seem to be able to get through their head. They've had decades to figure this out, but there's a reason that between the border between Massachusetts and New Hampshire, at every single major road,
there's a
place to buy
store.
Liquor and fireworks and cigarettes yeah. at a discount, or discounted compared to Massachusetts.
I think they do know. It's just, you know, like if they can get away with it and make more money off it, they can care less
that's
about
what
you.
They want. Yeah,
absolutely. They know.
I don't know if they're making more money. We'll see. Yeah, I don't know. What do I know?
So, anyway, the Bit License, of course, drove a lot of people to come to New Hampshire. And the fact that we were doing Bitcoin vending, the Shire Free Church, started that in New Hampshire, basically. There was one company, actually, that was doing it before we were, called PYC.
Correct.
They were based in, they had a Manchester in Murphy's Tap Room, which is a Free Stater-run restaurant there. But they shut down when the Bit License thing came in. They just closed down their whole operations. And now we're seeing an explosion where New Hampshire has, I think, 10 or 11 cryptocurrency vending machines.
Yeah, I think
statewide.
That's about correct right now.
Very exciting. Very
yeah,
exciting. I didn't expect that to happen. And it's just because we were there, right? Like, we were there
oh,
first.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And these other guys are seeing that and they're coming in.
Yeah, because the only reason we went up to New Hampshire is because you guys got like the law pass. Right. And you guys have that whole movement going. And so like my boss was like, all right, go. So we we pulled one in Manchester and we pulled one in Keene. Just because of you guys.
Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. Joey from a company that shall not be named, but otherwise I would have no problem naming it. So more coming up here from Anarchapulco 2018. This is Free Talk Live.
All right, thanks.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2018. An absolutely incredible day so far for day number one. I suspect it's only going to get bigger and more crowded, full of people coming up as the weekend rolls on here as we get into the weekend. It's Ian and Mark here in our outdoor or semi-outdoor studios. We do have some shades. It's actually a pretty nice day here to be in the shade in Acapulco, Mexico. The weather, of course, is fantastic. It's sunny. It's beautiful. There's a beach right over there, so for anybody that wants to go and enjoy the beach, they can easily do that here at the Princess Resort. And I do want to mention, before we go on, we've got all kinds of other interesting people to talk to, but I do want to mention Liberty.menu, which is a group that we've teamed up with here at Free Talk Live to allow liberty-oriented business owners, people that understand the principles of liberty, the non-aggression principle, to list their business where other libertarians can see it. Liberty.menu, it's super easy to use. You go there, it's free, register the account. It's also free to post as many items as you want. And it's not just libertarian businesses, it's liberty-oriented events and digital media. There's different categories for things that you can post. There's an international map. You can see your little map pinpoints of the things that have been posted there. You can leave reviews, you can leave comments, ratings on the different businesses that are there. So it's really the perfect liberty-oriented, voluntarist, anarchist business directory. That's what you need to go and check out. It's liberty.menu. As we continue here from Anarchapulco, we've got Martin Prescott with us. He's one of the ambassadors of the website Load.One. That's O-N-E, Load.One.
It is.
And it's L-O-D-E.One. What is a cryptographic silver monetary system?
Actually, we could see, you know, coming... And it's coming right away, and it's going to keep up going even more and more. Mining companies, mints, which want to tokenize, you know, gold or silver or any different kind of physical assets on the blockchain. But we had an issue, a kind of an issue with this, because it's a beautiful idea to edge against market crash. 15 days ago, we obviously saw most of the bitcoins and all cryptocurrencies going down.
Mm-hmm.
And the only one who did great was obviously the physically backed ones. So these kind of projects have great value because they will represent an edge against cryptocurrency crashes. But they're still centralized, meaning the mining company owns these coins, and obviously they profit from the coin circulation or the way the coin is used. So what we wanted to create, it was a full-on monetary system which allows people like you and I, Ian, to deposit 100 ounces of silver or more and own the monetary system the same way as the Fed does it, being privately owned, right?
When you say deposit, does that mean I could just use my credit card or send you a check and then you could acquire the silver for me? Or do I necessarily have to get some coins or bars or rounds? I don't think you're allowed to say coins. Oh my God, the secret police are going to come after me. I said coins about some currency that wasn't necessarily U.S. dollars.
No, it's okay. You're in Acapulco.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, then screw them.
We're good here. So, to be transparent, we are not vaulting. We do business with a private entity, independent company named Strategic Wealth Preservation. They're world known. They own vaults.
They have the vault?
They have a vault in Cayman Island.
Uh-huh.
They have vaults that they do business with in Toronto, Frankfurt, Liechtenstein, Cayman Island, and now we're opening one here in Mexico for Mexicans.
So I'm glad to hear that there's different locations for these.
Of course.
Because you're asking people to send silver to a semi-centralized location.
Yep.
And we've been in the Liberty Movement for a long time, and so a decade ago, you may have heard about the Liberty Dollar.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bernard von Notthaus, who was the creator of that, we've had him on our show in the past
a number of times.
And the federal government raided their vault, and they took all the silver back in 2007. So are these vaults, obviously having multiple is helpful because it's unlikely that all of them will be raided in some sort of multi-jurisdictional task force. It's pretty unlikely,
especially in Liechtenstein.
It is designed for it.
Is there insurance against something like that happening? Or is it like, if the government...
Is there insurance against governments?
No.
Because I would really like some of that.
There is no insurance.
There's still that somewhat of a risk, right?
Of course.
To the government.
You know, governments, you know, they decide the laws, they applicate, you know, they decide what they are, they modify them as they want. And so, yes. I mean, we want it to be transparent. So we do business with a private entity audited by KPMG, audited by communities like you and I, who can go there, count the numbers, and our goal is very in the near future, the people can sign digitally on our blockchain to say, I saw the silver, it's there in the vault.
So you're looking for somebody to purchase silver or to send silver? How does somebody get in? What are the steps to somebody who's listening to this, like, well, I want to get involved?
Yeah, thank you for the question.
Yeah. I love silver. I want to help.
Yes.
Or be involved.
So you understand that the project itself, we don't want to deal with fiat. So SWP, which is the private entity, independent, who do take care of the customer, so even you can deliver the silver that you already own, mm-hmm. or gold, and they will give you a ratio of the day regarding, you know, the ratio of gold and silver.
Uh-huh.
But the gold that you deposit will be transferred, you know, into silver, because the system only allows pure silver. That's all what we go for. So SWP deal with the fiat to silver, because they are allowed to sell you bullions if you want to buy bullions to deposit in the load project. They deal with the people who wants to deliver the silver, which they already own.
So if I've got some silver that's in safekeeping, I can send that to one of these locations.
To the private entity, which is SWP.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and then they put it in a vault, one of their vaults.
For us.
For you. And then, since I was the person who sent the silver, I get some amount of a crypto?
There you go. So we have a two-token-based system. The one which is the monetary system, which is called the load coin.
Load coin.
So you own the monetary system. You become, you own a stake of the ownership. And on the other end, all the grams of silver which has been contributed by you and I, the investors in the load coin,
mm-hmm.
it creates 1 gram token-based silver asset, which is called AGX. So we have two coins. One which is the investment coin, load, and one which is the money, AGX, which is redeemable by 1 gram of silver per coin.
So what's a gram worth? I'm sorry if I don't...
Not much.
My math is...
60, I would say maybe 60 cents U.S. right now, a gram.
Is there some kind of premium that the company has to sort of hold the silver, turn it into crypto,
like a monthly fee or something
like that? Well, I'm not curious. I'm curious.
Very good question. But
I know that vaults aren't free. I know air conditioning's not free.
Right.
I know electricity's not free.
Yep.
Guards are not free. I know right. that the internet
peeing
isn't
is
free.
Not free in
None
Mexico.
None of these things is free. Not in right. Mexico. Peeing is not free. Not in a room. Not indoors.
Yeah, how do all the costs get paid for?
Okay, so obviously the people right now, they have to deposit 1.85 grams to get one load token, load coin.
Which represents 1 gram.
Which is already a prime that they have to pay to be the owner of the monetary system. On the other end, the people which will buy the AGX coin, which is the money, they are the one who's going to pay spot price of the market plus 15%, which usually when you buy physical asset, as you already know, you already pay nobody pays spots.
No.
You pay spot plus a prime.
Right. Then you fight over whether it's going to be 10 to 20%.
Right on. But when you access the AGX coin, which is 1 gram back, you have no storage fee whatsoever because it's taken care of by the entire monetary system its own. So
hold that thought, Martin. Hold that thought. We're going to come back here in moments. More with Free Talk Live at Anarchapulco 2018.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live at Anarchapulco 2018, the beautiful Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico. It's Ian and Mark here at our semi-outdoor studios. Beautiful location, lots of great people here. You're going to be hearing a lot more over the weekend. We're here through Sunday, so several days of broadcasting will be happening here. And it's a pleasure to be meeting all kinds of interesting people and characters and talk about new services that are either going to be available or soon, or they already are. And Martin Prescott is with us from the website, Lode.one, L-O-D-E.O-N-E, which is like a cryptocurrency, silver-backed cryptocurrency. Now, hasn't this been done before or something like this?
It's been done with gold, but I haven't heard it done with silver. Silver's been much more traditionally a currency than gold. You can't buy things as easily with gold. Gold's the currency of kings, right? Well, kings don't do a lot of business.
Right.
Silver is the currency of the people. Or at least traditionally.
And it has an industrial value, right?
Yeah,
it's so freaking undervalued right now by the market.
They've been telling me that for 10 years,
yeah,
Martin.
We have a ratio of 80 to 1 compared to gold.
Yeah.
And the
esoteric, it used to be 20 to 1.
No, it's 20 to 1, 15 to 1. So it has an industrial value. and also undervalued by the market. I mean, right there, you have a very good reason why to be a silver investor.
Sure. Well, I hear it. Yeah.
Yeah, as you already are, right? Mm-hmm.
All right.
I own silver.
So, yeah, well, right. Before cryptocurrency, we were into alternative currencies like silver and gold.
Yep.
So, you know, we haven't gotten rid of the silver and gold.
No.
In fact, I actually bought some gold with cryptocurrency a long time ago. But anyway, so let me see if I can recount for our listeners maybe just
sure.
tuning in and to see if I've got this straight. And I probably am not going to know what all the acronyms or whatever are. But so Load.One, you guys are offering two tokenized currencies.
Absolutely. No, there's one, just to be
yeah.
clear.
Thank you.
There's one which is you own the monetary system, which
yeah.
is the Load coin, by depositing silver into the system.
Right.
And on the other end, it creates the money, which is the AGX coin.
And you, if you have silver and you deposit into this system,
yeah.
you get both of those tokens.
No, you no. own the system itself. So
okay.
to give you an example, Ian, I think it's going to be easy for your people to understand. Let's say that you buy a vineyard. Together, we put silver into the Load coin,
yeah.
and we own a vineyard now.
You have a share. You have a share, basically.
You have a share.
Are those shares tradable? Or no?
Yes, they will be.
Okay.
The coins will be obviously traded in platforms, yeah. on cryptocurrency platforms, and people will be able to speculate on it.
Now, you use the term token. Does that mean this is all based on Ethereum? Or
it is token-based.
Okay.
It
ERC
is token-based.
ERC-20 coin load. The Load coin is an ERC-20
Should
coin?
I say that? Yeah. Okay, here's a trick. We've been adopted by many Ethereum Alliance's people.
Okay.
They see how disruptive Load Project can be to change the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, this could very well certainly change the silver market, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, this could
oh,
be an
yeah.
opportunity for people to use silver or even just have possess more silver more easily,
it's,
things like that. This could potentially drive up the price of silver, certainly drive up the price of your coin
well,
if
well,
it's administrated well.
In time, it can expose the lie regarding the regular market.
Right,
that
the way
can
it's
happen
been manipulated.
Because we're going to be on blockchain. Everything will be open and decentralized.
When you talk about the manipulation, you mean where companies will sell you silver, I'm putting quotes around that,
paper
on
silver.
Paper,
yeah.
and then they don't actually have it in the vault to back it up. That's what's been going on with gold and silver.
Absolutely,
right.
through ETFs and all future contracts markets and
so
all of these things.
So you're saying this will all be public, it'll be on the Ethereum blockchain, it'll be auditable, and so...
Absolutely. We made a deal with KPMG. They're gonna
what is that?
The
what does that stand for? KPMG.
KPMG.
Yeah.
What,
is that a silver group? What are they?
No,
doing?
No. KPMG is a company who do audits for
okay.
different companies.
Okay.
KPMG is the one which gonna audit the vault.
So they're an independent auditor that
totally,
you're bringing
totally
in.
Independent.
Okay.
We're not doing it on our own.
Where's Load.One at right now? As far as how close are you to launching, accepting silver from people? Where are you at right
well,
now?
Well, promoter like me would tell you that we're gonna launch, you know, the first coin on markets. The Load one, which is
yeah.
the investor part of it,
right?
By April, I have to say that from my past experience in retail and what I've been doing my entire life, I know that usually
it'll
never
be later
happens.
Than that.
So I prefer being, you know, transparent and honest, telling you that by, let's say, July or
summertime.
August.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the goal. Our tech is working with another tech team in Switzerland, in Neuchâtel.
Yep.
We have people from BT Exchange, which we work with as well.
So right now you're looking for investors who have silver. Is there a minimum level of investment, and what is that?
100 ounces is the
100
minimum.
100 ounces, okay.
Deliveries are free. Storage are free. Everything is taken care of by the monetary system. And in time, when the Load coin will be on the markets, we will have X amount of grams of silver in vaults.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to launch as well the AGX coin, which will be the money representing 1 gram per coin.
Right.
And
AG being the Latin acronym
short
for silver. Right.
And absolutely.
And
AGX.
That'll also be an Ethereum token, the AGX
both of
coin?
Them.
Okay.
We thought at the beginning to going on our own blockchain for security purposes. But on the other end, if you're a cryptocurrency holder as I am, you
yeah.
know how...
Mining works.
Yeah, and not only that, but it gets frustrating when you cannot have... You need to have many different wallets at many different places, you know, to hold many different cryptos.
Right. Yeah.
We made the choice to be a 777 token on Ethereum platform, which is the future of the protocols coming on Ethereum.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
It's already 7.7, and many people don't know about it.
I don't know.
First I've heard of it.
And you know what
it's like
it
when
means,
you hit the jackpot, right? 7.7.7?
Yeah, it's all about freedom. So
okay.
They want us to be the first coin to be on 7.7.7 ERC because it represents freedom. Monetary system owned by the people, for the people, and built by the people.
Interesting.
That's amazing. So Lode.one, L-O-D-E.one is where people can go to learn about this. Are you already accepting the deposits? Or
oh, we do. We do. We don't have any ICO. We're not because we're already funded. It's more that now we want the people who can afford 100 ounces, which represent practically, what, 1,700 U.S. at the time we speak.
Okay.
So they can either deliver what they already own, take arrangements, they go to our website, they create their profile. There's two tabs, buy or deliver. So you click buy if you want to transfer some BTC or fiat to buy some silver to deposit in the project, or you click deliver to deliver what you already have, and the SWP people will contact you shortly, and
make
you
happen.
Deposit the silver into the project, and welcome home.
And then later on, once the actual ATX or AGX coin launches, then you'll get that in, what, I guess your Ethereum wallet, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Both of them. So easy to store on Trezor Key, Nano Ledgers, now, gold storage solutions.
Now, historically, people who bought gold and silver hold on to it.
Yeah.
Because, well, you generally can't spend it in any meaningful fashion.
Yeah.
Why would I want to actually spend the AGX token? Because, I mean, it's worth something, right? Like,
yes.
Unlike the rest of cryptocurrency, which can go all over the place, this is backed by something. So is there any incentive to actually use this thing?
Of course. First, last 15 days, cryptocurrency crash, which if you do your own study, you will see that the cryptos who did well for the last few days were the ones which were physically backed. Because it's
well,
mindset.
That doesn't make me want to spend it.
No.
It makes me want to hold it.
But it creates value, right?
Uh-huh.
And if you're the guy who owns the monetary system, meaning the Lode coin, the only thing you want is people to use and buy the AGX coin, which is the money on the other end, because all the profits goes back into buying more silver, and all the silver is owned by the people who own the system. So the Lode coin holders.
Uh-huh.
So the speculation will be on the Lode coin side of the project. This is where the speculation will increase. While the AGX coin, which is the money, will be very stable into a cryptocurrency market, which is freaking volatile.
Right. So it's a way to sort of retreat from a volatile market whenever you want.
Hedge.
Right. And not everybody knows what a hedge is, so I'm just making sure.
Thank you
so
for that.
Retreat from the volatile market. You say that, you know, your Bitcoin or whatever's crashing, you go into the AGX.
Because it's redeemable.
It's definitely something we need to look into more in the future. I think it's fascinating. Martin, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live to tell us
thank
about it.
Thank you very much, Mark. Thanks
more coming
again,
up from Anarchapulco 2018.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are wrapping up day number one of Anarchapulco 2018 at the beautiful Princess Resort. It's just been incredible weather. The people, of course, are fantastic. A bunch of people are here. I would say several hundred likely already. And we have yet to actually go into the big room here. I actually went in before it started, and it's just a humongous room. And Danny Shine is joining us with us here from the YouTube channel Social Experimentalist, and also now on Steemit, which we'll talk about here in a moment. But Danny, I presume you've been in there and watched
a
few things.
I have.
You were here last year. We did a brief interview with you last year as well. Give us a comparison last year to now, Anarchapulco. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's just three times bigger. It's really, on the one hand, exciting to see it grow so much. And yeah. On the other hand, you know, it was nice that last year was a little bit more intimate.
You lose the intimacy,
yeah.
That's for sure.
But it's cool. It's awesome. It's so exciting to see so many people here. And you know, there were a lot of people who were refused because they sold out all the tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's growing so fast.
I don't know if they're going to keep trying to make it bigger or just stop it and say this is an event that we're going to have no, you know, you're going to, if you get the tickets, you get them, and if you don't, you don't. You know, get them early. Don't wait, won't we? Don't delay. You have been a long-time YouTuber. You've been doing things for a long time there. I remember finding you probably more than a decade ago. When did you start putting out videos of, you know, your thoughts, your opinions? You're in the streets. For people that don't know, you know, historically, you're one of those guys with a megaphone in the streets of London on YouTube way long time ago.
Yeah, I started my career at Speaker's Corner, which is this place in London where you're allowed to go and say whatever you like. And then I kind of realized after not so long that, hold on, if we've really got freedom of speech in the UK, how come you have to be there
on
a Sunday?
One corner.
In this one little corner where you can say anything. So then I took it to the streets, and then I met this guy called Charlie Beach in 2009, and started using the megaphone as a tool to kind of create some kind of glitch in the matrix, so to speak, so that I could kind of. And what I found over the years, and I still find, is that in a way, the fact that the majority of people that come past me think I'm crazy is part of what I think keeps me safe. Because if too many people actually listen to what I'd say, then I'm...
They'd be angry.
Well, no, I'd be in danger of causing serious problems to the establishment. So, so some people get it and some people don't, and that's fine.
Well, and that's the way it is, right? Like, when somebody is ready to hear the message that you or we are speaking, they're going to be there, they're going to hear it, and they're going to listen. The people that aren't ready for it, it's going to blow right past their head, or they'll get angry and they won't think too hard about it, and they'll just move on with their day. And we reach the people...
Or they'll call the police.
That happens, too. They reach the people who... Or we reach the people who need to be reached, who are ready to experience whatever message it is that that we're giving. Now, you've also recently... You mentioned to me off the air you got into Steemit, which is a, for listeners unfamiliar, Steemit is a blockchain-based social media blogging platform, basically.
Yeah.
And it's something that we talked about a year and a half ago on Free Talk Live, back when it originally, when it first kind of hit the scene, it was over a summertime, and it shot up in popularity to, I think it hit number 3 at one point on market cap. And that's what got our attention. It was like, what is this thing? It just, you know, appeared out of nowhere. And there was all this controversy about it. And, you know, some people were against it and other people were for it. And the way I saw it was, well, if I can actually get cryptocurrency for posting a blog, because I had been a blogger for a decade prior to that, never gotten a dime for, a single thing. If I can get $5, then that's $5 more than I'd ever receive. So why not?
Well, Free Talk Live's page, we had as many as 18 million post views on posts on Facebook, and all we were is unpaid content generators
for Facebook,
the largest media company in the world. Why would I conscribe myself, lock the collar around my neck, and begin lashing myself for more work for this particular organization? I can't figure out any particular reason for it. And it's the reason that Free Talk Live doesn't have nearly the presence on Facebook that it does. That it did, because I just don't care. If you're on Facebook, as far as I'm concerned, you've just sat down in one of the seats and began rowing,
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, what happened with me with Steemit is that I found out about it in 2016 in August. In fact, probably in last year's Anarchapulco.
Yep.
And it took me till August to do anything. I wrote a blog, and then I thought it was a really good blog, and then I waited and nothing happened. So I gave up.
Sure.
And then it took me till the next year when I would strongly suggest this to people who are listening. Yeah. What I did was is that I made one of the best investments of my life. I spent a few hundred dollars to pay someone who was already on Steemit, who knew about it, and he trained me in. Yeah. And then I had to do my own research as well on top of that. But from that training, I've learned loads about cryptocurrency. I've bought some cryptocurrencies, and I've learned about Steemit. It's taken me about 4 or 5 months. Now, I'm earning between $500 and $1,000 a week.
Wow!
And because
you almost live on that.
Yeah. And because what I do is basically publicity. I create publicity. Often it's bad publicity for corporations and government, but what I'm doing is creating publicity. Some of the stuff that I'm doing now is creating publicity for Steem, which is very well supported by the community, because everyone votes that stuff up. I've made two, and so
that's
one
why
of,
you're
one
doing better
things.
Than I am on yeah. Steemit, because all I do is I repost my blogs from FreeKeen, which is my blog site, and I'll get a few bucks every now and then, 20 or 30 is worth.
Right. So my suggestion to you. And to anybody listening, is if you can find an angle to combine what you're doing with promoting Steem, then you will get the community support.
I see.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so I've put up 3 films in the last couple of months promoting Steem, but in my usual way, with megaphones, standing outside the Bank of England, going to shopping malls, giving out free Steem, getting my megaphone out in the middle of a shopping mall, and one of the films earned $2,500.
Wow. Now, that's way more than you've ever probably made on YouTube,
completely. And the thing about YouTube is that I say to anybody who makes money on YouTube, including myself, because in the last year, I monetized it, I have no sympathy, including for myself, for anybody that's been demonetized.
Sure.
Because YouTube money we make from YouTube is dirty money.
They do
it comes
they
from
want.
Advertising, right? And I do not want to make money from advertising. Not the type of advertising that's on my YouTube channel. So I'm really pleased with Steemit. There's no advertising. I'm not making the money from advertising.
You're
I'm
making
it
money
from
because people like
exactly.
your content. Whenever you on Steemit, whenever you vote up something, you know, like the equivalent of a like button on Steemit, the content creator gets cryptocurrency. They get Steem. And I mean, people will post on social media and they'll get excited about getting a few dozen likes, and well, that means nothing. It's just this ephemeral thing that's there, and then it's gone, and no one cares about it later. But if somebody clicks the like button or the vote up button on Steemit, if 1,000 people do that, or even if a handful of people do it, you'll make a few bucks,
and
you'll make
and
more.
Also, on top of that, I'm trying to get my subscribers from YouTube over to Steemit.
To move over.
And when they then comment, I can give them a few cents for a comment, even.
Well, right, yeah, because if you vote up the commenters, then the commenters make Steem.
It's
yeah.
true.
On Steemit. So, I mean,
basically, Steem is money, so
yeah.
When they like your content, you make money. When you like their comment,
they make money.
I
mean, everybody wins in that situation. It's absolutely incredible. And so I've noticed you're putting your videos on Steemit. Now, they've got their own video sharing service, don't they?
Yes, they do. It's called DTube. And I'm slowly moving over to DTube. It's
a blockchain-based
problems. It's a blockchain-based system. And the good thing about DTube is that with YouTube, I get demonetized. I mean, I don't care about it that much, but
right.
also censored.
Yes.
You know, possibility of being censored. Whereas
we've had videos taken down.
Yeah. So on DTube, there's no censoring.
I've heard that's true, but I've also heard that it could somehow be...
Okay, there are several issues with Steemit,
yeah.
No
system's perfect.
No system is perfect, absolutely. And so firstly, the CEO of Steemit, the company Steemit Inc., owns a huge amount of Steem,
yep.
which is a problem. And the second problem is there's abuse on the system. So if, for example, I had 1 million Steem and I didn't like what you were doing, I can downvote you for any reason. And I can remove all the rewards that you received.
Click. Yep.
So that is happening to a certain extent. But what I would always come back to, and it's something I think is a really, really important point, which is when people make objections to a system like Steem, which is basically its own ecosystem with its own self-regulating system, yeah, and it's in its early stages and experimental stages. When people do that, what they're doing is they are taking away I would point them back to the system we live in, which is 1,000 times more corrupt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And anybody else can get in and compete. You know, if somebody wanted to do a copy and tweak it and modify it. So I'm also interested in getting into the DTube distribution as well. I've been looking into that. I actually recently downloaded the entire Free Keen YouTube channel. It took like 2 weeks to do that, but I'm going to work on uploading that to Steemit. Danny Shine on Steemit. That's where you can find you there. And then for those of you still on YouTube, look for Social Experimentalist. Thanks for coming back on.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.